Pretend you're really into what I'm saying, though. That'd be cool. Just look in, like, admiration. Welcome to Mail Room, a show that takes us girls inside the mind of the opposite sex by going straight to the source. In each episode, we'll be sitting down with three different types of guys to get their perspectives, translate our texts, and provide some tribal knowledge on their elusive species. In today's episode, Is Romance Dead? We'll discuss if Disney and rom-coms have completely corrupted our expectations of dating and relationships forever.
I don't think I want forever
on there.
Okay.
Oh,
I feel you on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little dramatic.
Dale. I was like, what's rom-com?
Bro. You don't know what a rom-com is?
There's a lot of names for things that I could never
figure. Probably a lot of movies that you watch.
Oh, I watch them all the time.
Cry.
Made in Manhattan.
The Devil Wears Prada is classic. Wait, but that's not really rom-com.
Anne Hathaway.
How do you lose it in 10 days?
Okay.
Like the definition of rom-com.
All right, guys. I'm going to have each one of you go around, say your name, your age, what you do, and the type of guy that you think that you are.
So I'm Derek Faith, 32. I would say I'm a finance non-bro.
That's possible.
After us sitting here, I know it's
highly unlikely, but possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trademark.
I accept the support. The type of guy I am, I'm a city boy with like country in my heart.
It's a good comment.
Yeah. My name is Dale Moss. I'm 31 years old, former athlete, now model and host. And I'm just someone who likes to have fun. I'm all about handling business, having fun, and if you can't laugh, I think you're losing.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Yeah.
That is a catchphrase, bro.
Ooh, nice move.
Hey, what up, all? My name is Eric Phillips. I am 32, and I am vice president and COO of an education company. I'm also a model, and I am me. There's no other way to say it.
Hey, well, what type of guy are you with ladies?
Very introspective. Also very in touch with my feminine side, and also very masculine in the right ways.
Great. It's getting hot in here. Okay.
Checks.
Noted.
So how would you guys define romance?
I think romance is a little bit of vulnerability, to be honest. You have to be willing to fail, but also I think at sometimes you just got to say, you know, screw it and take a chance. So not really knowing what's going to happen, you can have an idea. So if I had to put it one word, vulnerability is a level of romance. And then at the end of the day, I think obviously you have to have passion and love at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Going above and beyond to be and communicate your authentic self and how you actually feel about someone.
Is that hard for you guys to do?
I think that's hard. I think we all pretend to know who our authentic selves are, and everybody's filtering themselves constantly. Like, we're always in our heads having anxiety about, you know, like, what does this other person think of me in XYZ way? Unless you're a sociopath.
And, or maybe too smooth, too.
Like, right, even that's what like, I mean about so, using the word
sociopath.
So I think like, but that's a part of being your authentic self. It's like not afraid to show some of the blemishes early on and just like, just put them out there. That can be just as attractive when I think of like what I find in women when they are open with their blemishes.
Do you guys believe in love at first sight? Is that, or lust at first sight maybe is more realistic,
I believe
but
love
is that
first
still
sight.
A thing?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like I've experienced it. I've seen it. Brought to fruition with like multiple friends. I think it's a real thing. Like I don't, not to be like too naive about it, like every relationship is work, but I think there's somebody who you see and they just floor you.
Do you think with your logic or do you think more with your feelings? So like head or the heart?
At this stage in my life personally, and I'm going through like really exactly kind of what we talked about. I think like it's investment, right? Like, cause you're gonna invest in each other and push each other to grow. Like if you're not gonna help one another go to another level, at a certain point, like
exactly.
How can you start it?
You may, but I'll play devil's advocate for a second. I think a lot of us, I know I've done it myself. Stay in a relationship out of fear of like being single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, like even as guys, that's a thing. Especially if like there's a lot of positives that go along with having a relationship, even if it's not the best relationship, right? I like what Eric said about like do together, you become a better person because you're balancing each other out in many ways. And that's like, I think that's what I'm also seeking. And that's what I think personally everybody should seek, is not somebody who necessarily like completes them, but actually together you become something better.
Yeah, and even if you really like the version of yourself that you are with that person, because I think like one of our questions, which could be the next one, is describe your perfect person. And I think a lot of people go to the cliche, well, brunette, 5'2", 3", just kidding, I'm totally joking. But would like I would go to a guy that looks like this and he's like that, instead of someone I'm gonna grow with and someone that is also into self-discovery. I know you do a lot of that. But, you know, so I think a lot of people look for qualities in someone that are pretty generic and they don't look at like, who am I with that person? So on that note, how would you guys describe your perfect partner?
I'm looking for a bitch with a big heart.
I dig that.
Same so arm.
I like people who have an edge to them. I like somebody, because I think that comes back to the word that we talked about already, authenticity.
I think you hit on it really well, Mindy, when you said like, which I had actually never thought about before until you just said it, who am I like with this person? If I'm thinking about the perfect person who I'm with, it's probably someone who brings out the best version of myself. And like, if I'm on a journey of like self-actualization in this life, I want to be with somebody who is going to facilitate that and contribute to that. And that only comes if it's symbiotic and if I'm doing the same for them.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
Dale,
real.
Dale, how are you going to top that one?
There's definitely has to be that traction or almost that feel of like, damn, is she out of my league? You know, is she too much for me?
Do you meet a lot of women like that?
So I meet a lot of women on the outside who you would think, you know, I would get that feeling, but you know, the substance or some of the things might not be there. And at the end of the day, like when you're in a room and like, you know, y'all can all attest to this, especially it doesn't really matter the status or, you know, it can be like these elite groups. Like if your energy, you carry yourself with confidence mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. connect and have a conversation, like you can see into their soul. You can really get a good feel.
Women can have VDE too.
Yeah.
That's a whole
yeah.
thing. BDE.
What's that?
Isn't that BDV? Wait, no. BVE?
That's technically, yeah, you're right. BVE.
No, we can bleep it out if it's...
It's big energy. Like,
that's like a, BSD, that's like big swinging.
Yeah, but it's... Wait, I have something BDE else is like about the this. New thing.
I think it's not so black and white as the question like supposes, right?
You like, don't like
I
my think, question?
No, I like the question.
I'm totally joking.
The question is good.
It's a great question.
Yo, I was going to do the same thing.
This question is very black and white.
You are a genius among question askers.
No, it's a great question.
A very great question. We had a great conversation.
I'm sorry. Because look at the dialogue it's eliciting, right? Only a good
exactly.
question could do that.
Thank you.
But I think in every relationship, there's X variables that you both need to overcome. Mm-hmm. And if the connection is strong enough, not timing, not geography, like not circumstance, like there's nothing that will impede you from overcoming those variables yeah. if the connection is strong enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love that mindset and I try to, I think, have that mindset, but I do think that's like what we've been told in every rom-com.
Oh, bringing it back. Yeah, in a rom-com though, a guy like chases you in the rain or through an airport. I don't think that happens anymore, does it? You guys done that recently?
No, I think that does happen.
I think that does get thrown out of a house and like, actually, I just went and got a hotel in the Strip in Vegas after that and just stayed for
similar.
The night.
Where I was going with that is the fact that like, there's an ending to the rom-com, right? And so totally like there's a pursuit and there can be love and actually that can last for years too. But at a certain point in time, if neither of you is open to making any sacrifice, then it's there's no connection there. I do think that has ruined a little bit of our mindsets because we think so short term in a lot of ways. And this like explosive love that is great and we should all want to feel. It doesn't necessarily mean that in the end, it's gonna be more than a few months.
Texting may have single-handedly helped or killed your game, but for us, it's a psychological minefield. Each episode, we take two of your favorite texts that you submit and get our esteemed panel of gents to translate them.
So the text I'm going to read to you guys for a little bit of background is about a girl who met a guy at a conference. So he got her information and texted her and said, "You definitely win best networker of the night." So she writes back, "What do I win?" And he writes back, "You're such a flirt. I love it. What do you want?" And then she writes back.
He said, "What do you want?"
Yeah, he said, "What do you want?" And so then I write, she was.
What conference is this?
And so then I write, she was.
It's a like a tech conference, supposedly.
Okay, that makes so
she writes back, "How about a drink?" So he says, "Great, but honestly, I've sort of been an asshole to women lately. So trying to change that. I mean, there's clearly attraction, right? Just jumping to the chase. So, what's your take on this exchange?" What do you think of this? What do you think of this guy? Do you think he's being vulnerable to your point?
How long did you know this guy?
For like one day at a conference. Fine. Okay. Fine. It was me. Fine.
Joking.
But I met him one day at a conference. And
like in this case, this guy is laying out what his intentions are instead of being vulnerable.
So meaning if he does do something, then he can always fall back on, "Hey, I told you I was kind of an asshole and I'm working on it."
Yeah.
So like an excuse.
You just met this woman. She doesn't know anything about you. You don't got to explain anything to her. Just keep it like straightforward. Right. Like,
why is he saying
that? Nobody wants to hear that. Like, first of all.
What are you setting yourself up for besides failure?
Right.
Like, you know, it's a casual conversation. But if you meet at a drink, you can say that and like let it go. But like, you are not putting the odds in your favor, and it's demasculating. It's honestly like, it's unattractive. And I'm not even on the other side, but I'd be like behind him, slapping him in the back of the head, like, "Bro, what are you doing?" Just let it flow. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
If I zoom out a little bit, what I hear is a dude who's clearly made some mistakes in the past is in the midst of this like tumultuous like internal journey and has not figured it out yet. And so you should probably if I were to recommend anything to a girl, it would be like, he needs to figure that out on his own. Like, not with
obsessive.
Your company.
I think he's obsessive.
I'm going to tell my friend to steer clear.
As males, we're all on like different journeys, like of becoming a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many males live their entire life without ever actually becoming a man, which means like both with women and in other aspects, but especially with women or your woman, like making the choice of like, this is what I want and like, this is what I'm going to sacrifice for.
Are you at man status? Raise your hand if you're
at
man
status. Not for me to
decide,
I think.
I think I am.
I definitely feel like I'm at man status. I think you're constantly evolving though as like what that entails, just like love. Like you can love somebody and there's different levels.
This one is very romantic or not. You guys will be the judge. So the person wrote, "Hey, what are you feeling like?" And she wrote, "Up for anything." So he writes back, "How can I invite myself over with a bottle of wine and not sound like that guy?" So what is a girl to do? Give her address, try to cultivate this? Or do you think that if the moment presents itself, that a girl should just pursue it and see where it leads?
I think I hear like one of two different things. One is, and I've been both of these, first of all, like for the record, right? Like, so I'm not trying to act like above.
Touché, my friend.
So I hear like, first of all, a guy who doesn't have the confidence and the experience to be direct in what he wants and to say, "Hey, I want to take you out tonight. Like, do you want to come over with a bottle of wine or whatever?" Or, you know, you want to. So like, he's not being direct. Maybe he's being genuine and playful, but that message isn't communicating to what I hear anyway. Like, again, like a man is direct and clear. And that message isn't very clear to me.
There's a little flirtation though. Like I get flirtation,
for sure.
Like a little flirting in there and like testing the waters. If they've seen each other a few times, like, I think it's hard to really just dive in and be like, find the encrypted message in this.
Can I come over with a bottle of wine?
But at this age, like, if I've seen someone a few times and like it's like, hey, I'd love for you to come over, like, here, I'll come over, I'll grab a bottle of wine, like, we'll just chill at the place for the night. Now, again, that's not how everyone approaches it, but like, I do really feel that when you can kind of frame
what are you doing after this?
I got them chocolates.
There's a
too.
Few people interested in what you're doing after this tonight.
Well, you know, I ain't got no ring on this thing. You know what I'm saying?
So what are some of the rules, right? Like, should a girl be mysterious and like you go out several times? Sometimes you guys will say one thing and do another. You'll say like, well, I want this girl to hold out for date 3 or 4 or whatever you guys have in your mind. And then, but date 2, you're giving her all the mixed messages of, where are you going, bro?
I shouldn't have got another lover boy.
Should a girl put out right away if you're showing her that that's what you guys want? Or should she wait it out for a few dates?
Wait it out, for sure.
Agreed. The best relationships I've had have waited it out.
There's no time limit on if it's someone I'm interested in. Like, I'm not going to be like, damn, we haven't hit sheets like in this amount of times or whatever. It's like, yo, I'm rocking with you through and through. Like, you know, obviously there's an interest. I think that in a lot of situations, men do lose a little bit of respect. Not respect. I mean, it's like, it's what you came for. Like, sometimes it's how you approach it. Like, it's a fun, flirtatious, freaky night. And that's fun. And that can lead into some long-term stuff too. But I think that's kind of in the woman's court, right? What you want, like, you're grown, so.
Now, I'd like to cue our special correspondent, Anita Mann, our woman on the street, to get daily PSAs from guys all around the world.
What are you looking for?
Man, someone who likes dive bars and the Yankees, I guess. Yeah.
Do you want to date a guy? Maybe that might be a better way to go in that case. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Do you want to date someone that has the same interests as you?
I can need a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, someone who's going to like share some things, but then also like branch out your interests to be super cliche. I want to learn something new. That'd be nice.
Trainable.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you please let us know what's something every girl should know?
I would say that from a man's perspective, in terms of having a successful relationship, is when you get into a fight, to understand that 99% of the time, she's right.
Ooh, you guys hearing that? 99%.
And that's when you stop and listen.
Great. You heard it here first.
Guys probably care a lot less about the things that they obsess over. Like, being obsessed about, like, oh, my nose has to look a certain way, my lips have to be a certain way, my body goals, ass, this, that. And it's like, it's not really that key. We're not as picky as you probably think we are, because whatever we like on Instagram is just like, okay, this came across, cool, that's good. But it's not that serious.
So how do you feel about a muffin top?
I mean, if you would have asked me that 5 years ago, I would have looked at you sideways. Nowadays...
That's a good point. So the older you're getting, the priorities are changed a little?
Absolutely. You realize that, like, it's all superficial.
Instagram people you follow, do they typically have, like, the big fake jugs and that's the initial draw? But then later you're like, I like the natural girl too? Or does the natural girl get a chance?
When I say Instagram is Vegas, because it is, like, this is nice to look at, but I'm not, like, this wouldn't be my preference. If it's hard to, like, it's hard to put that into words, because, like, if I had A or B, well, I mean, they're probably both going to be good.
A cop or B cop, you mean?
Nah. Actually, that's fine too.
Obviously, this isn't an awful view. So I wanted to ask you guys, with a lot of temptation out there and people that obviously reach out to you, how is one person ever enough with all the temptation?
I've never had a problem, like, when I'm committed to someone, being really committed. Because, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I love women, I'm sexual, I'm open, like, whatever, but, like, I get really freaking annoyed, or, like, if they're shallow or they're not depth, like, I can't do it, right? So I would rather invest in someone, but please believe I'm going to take my time and make sure it's right. I'm not in a rush by any means, but I'll go back to, like, I'm pretty direct and, like, understand where I want to go in my life and, like, you know, with certain goals. I don't think it'll, like, be a far straight, like, someone will really pull me like in that direction when the time is right, especially now we're even having this conversation, being more open to it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, live in New York, there's beautiful women everywhere. Like, your hips would get pretty sore if you didn't have some control, and that was advice the whole time.
So you're doing it to avoid an injury.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple hip flexor injuries and some scares here and there, but
I try to ignore like the mess. I feel like I'm a captain on the ocean. It's like there's all this stuff going on, and honestly, I just want to find like the North Star.
Prince Eric, what's your verdict on your options?
No. You know, it's like the person who stands for nothing falls for everything. And so if I want fulfillment, I need to have a clear idea of like what I'm looking for and how that's going to manifest. And then equally, if not more important, like behave accordingly.
And now to the safest and most consensual part of the show, just the tips. So guys, what's your one tip for all the ladies of the world?
My one tip is don't be afraid. These like gender roles that we've put on everybody have really paralyzed people for like years and years. And frankly, I'm an introvert. And if a woman like is interested in me and says something, I love that. I'm not that like I don't do the same, but like I don't think women should be afraid to like do something different than what maybe we've been taught for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. It's a good tip.
Yeah. I'll literally play off that a little bit of the twist, but like don't be afraid to push a man away. I feel like if it's a right situation, that's not going to happen. And if you're not going to stand your ground and set boundaries for what you believe in, it's never going to work. And he's got to do the same.
I'm going to give you two tips.
Wow. Now I feel
the tip and some balls.
So one is, I do believe this, like hold out if it's somebody like you're really interested in, at least a little bit. And then two, to piggyback off of both these fine men have said.
You guys want
to
be alone?
I mean.
Just tips.
Try your best to decipher. If you're receiving indirectness, if it's because a dude is genuinely interested and just hasn't become comfortable with himself, or if he's f***ing around. And if it's the latter, push him. Don't be afraid to push him away.
Yeah, bump that. That's
really good advice. Yeah. Guys, thanks for joining us in the mailroom.
Cheers. Thank you, Mindy.
And ladies, we have a lot more mail to go through next time. See you then. Clever, right?
Yeah, very good.
I like that.